Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, we've got, of course, a few more people in the state of Oklahoma with the latest census, but yet the big populations are well outside of our border.
Absolutely. Major metropolitan areas like New York City, Boston, Baltimore, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C. in the Northeast are home to 72 million residents compared to Oklahoma's just under 4 million. With so many consumers in one region, the Beef Checkoff actively promotes beef in these cities along the I-95 corridor. So Checkoff funded promotions to grow consumer trust in beef is executed through the Northeast Beef Promotion Initiative. The gap between limited Checkoff dollar resources and a growing population of consumers in the Northeast created a very clear opportunity to channel nationally collected Checkoff dollars into this region. As an example of these efforts, this initiative shares nutrition science with health professionals and educators to build confidence in beef. But if you'd like to learn more about the Northeast Beef Promotion Initiative, visit drivingdemandforbeef.com.
Well, the cattle futures today were extremely strong. We had the June live cattle at 123.10, up $2.12. August 215 higher at 123.17. The October is a buck 72 higher here at 128.37. December live cattle 207 higher at 132.37. We went and we're getting back to where we were about four trading days ago on the highs. We haven't gone through those. We're still about $2 away or so on the highs there for the August live cattle, but we're working right back toward them. We're above all the moving averages and other trends, so maybe some additional technical support down the road. August feeders were 325 higher at 158.35. The September's 297 higher at 160.35. October's up 280 at 162.12. We're starting to see some early indications of this cattle on feed report coming out on Friday. It looks like the cattle on feed is somewhere around 100% of last year. Placements about 95% of last year, so placements are down, and then marketings are up about 124% last year. So a few big changes. You keep in mind that the last few months are reflecting the last year's last few months. You know, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on with COVID and other factors last year that make the numbers really big.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up Thursday, June 24th, live from Emporia, Kansas. It's the Tall Grass Auction. Then put on your calendars, 5th through the 9th of July is Week in the Rockies for 2021, live and direct from Loveland, Colorado. As always, you can find out more information about these sales and other information for on Superior Livestock at superiorlivestock.com or call them 1-800-422-2117.
Well, the grain futures market today ended up lower across the board here. The corn market down about 18 in September at 553 and a quarter. December 17 and three quarters lower at 539. The beans anywhere from about 14 to 20 cents lower. Chicago wheat 8 to 9 lower. Kansas City wheat down about 2. The forecast continues to call for rainfall in Iowa and east. Now, the western and northern parts of the Midwest are still extremely dry going into this time frame, but also are forecast to be dry. Now I've seen several various reports. One of them is that there's a as one guy termed it, the dome of doom for the Midwest at the 1st of July. It looks like it's going to be a hot pattern there, hot and dry pattern. But the markets today reacted negatively, so the markets seem to be pretty smart here, and they're selling off across the board. December cotton, on the other hand, was up 64 at 85.83, and the stock market's continuing some follow-through rallying today. The September Dow's up 83 at 33,844. September S&P's up about 20 points. Crude oil right now, crude oil's down about 58 cents, but it's still $73, so it's fairly high. Overall, so into this month with the big USDA June 30th planted acres and quarterly stocks, that'll be the next big report.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.